It is Get Well Wednesday, and Alicia Arthur was diagnosed with sarcoma, a rare form of cancer, after seeing her doctor about what she thought was a shaving bump that never went away. And Dr. Mahindra is her doctor, and they're here to discuss proton therapy. Alicia, how are you doing this morning?
I am getting better each day. I thank God for another day, every single day.
Well, what are the symptoms that led to the diagnosis?
So earlier this year in January, after we, we're here in Maryland area, we had a really bad snowstorm, and I literally was wanted to get a bikini wax done, and I had what I thought at the time was a hair bump. So the symptoms was just a bump that just kept growing and growing. And when March came rolling around, I was like, spring is coming and I can't get my bikini wax done. And so I went to the doctors and I went to get it checked out.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I discovered through a biopsy and tests that it actually was sarcoma cancer.
And Dr. Mahindra, you're Alicia's doctor. And what is proton therapy?
So proton therapy is a very unique and a very modern form of radiation therapy. When Alicia was diagnosed with sarcoma, fortunately she picked it up early and got it to attention of the doctors, had a surgery done to remove the tumor. But despite the surgery, the risks for the cancer to come back were high. So she was recommended radiation therapy. And then because of her young age and the location of where we would need to give radiation to, a normal form of radiation, the standard form, which is with X-rays or photons, would have led to a lot of side effects potentially. And hence, to try and minimize that from short-term and long-term perspective, we recommended use of protons, which is unique because it has certain physical characteristics that basically allow it to hit a target in the body and basically release all its energy there. Unlike X-rays, as we all know, when we shine X-ray at anything, it basically goes through and through, and that's how we get pictures. We use it for standard radiation treatment with very modern techniques, but with protons, we can make it even more refined and try and target the tumor better so we can limit the extent of side effects from treatment.
Mm-hmm. And for Alicia, I understand that was a good choice. Why was that a good choice out of the options, doctor?
Again, I think it was primarily related to the location of the body in the pelvic area where we needed to give radiation to. There are a lot of critical structures in that location, including her bladder, small bowel, large bowel, the pelvic organs, the hip bones. And by using protons, we were able to restrict, because for her diagnosis of sarcoma, which is a very rare cancer, even after surgery removes the entire cancer, we have to aim for a fairly high dose of radiation, which with standard X-ray techniques would have led to quite serious long-term and short-term side effects. And by using protons, we were able to reduce the radiation dose to all these critical structures and thereby localize the side effects to as small an area as possible, despite going to the full planned dose of radiation.
Alicia, how is your nonprofit, Rise Against Cancer? How's that coming along for you?
I am very happy. The response from everyone has been a blessing. People have been responding very, very well. RiseAgainstCancer.org, you can get more information there. We are really encouraging individuals to not only check for a lump on your breast, but you know, anywhere on your body. And so I want people to, you know, do preventative care like I did. And, you know, you see something that looks different, just get it looked at, even if it's something small.
Okay.
And so through Rise Against Cancer, that's what we're encouraging, and we're going to be putting out literature and information and events to do that.
Well, that's great. We wish you the best. And I've got two of your favorite people here in the studio today, Alicia, Sherry Shepherd, and Tommy Davidson.
Yes.
Thank you. Here we are.
Hi, Tommy. How you doing? Good to see you. I should say. Talk to you.
See me, hear me. I'm here.
You too. See you, hear you.
All right. And Dr. Mahendra, thank you so much for sharing that information. And
again, I think I would emphasize Alicia's point. It's very important to spread the word to pick up cancers early of all kinds, and for everyone to be self-aware of various concerns that could potentially be cancer. And I think that's what Alicia is trying. And our team here at University of Maryland Comprehensive Cancer Center and Maryland Proton Treatment Center is really trying to help spread the message with her for people to be aware.
That is very good. Well, wish you all the best this holiday season. Thanks again for sharing.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.